following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
Who need that? No. Alawa. Who need that?
Welcome to The Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now, your hosts of The Forcecast, Jason and Pete.
We would be honored if you would join us.
We've got people over here in Talk Show.
It's always good to have. We didn't even have
live.
The show ready to go yet.
I know.
And that here we are.
I forgot to set up the next show. You
Don't
have to
get
set
technical
up.
With me. Just get it done.
I know you. You don't want any of those pesky details.
Right.
I understand. I gotcha. But yeah, I forgot to set up the next show. And when we finally did, there are already people there.
That's awesome.
I don't know how that's possible.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Yes. Thank you very much. And welcome to The Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars, all things. And in this case, anything remotely related to Star Wars.
Clutching at straws sometimes to find something that's remotely related to Star Wars.
We are the official podcast of TheForce.net and RebelScum.com. Let's face it, the two greatest Star Wars fan sites on Earth. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb. The two greatest Star Wars sites, period. Forget that fan modifier. The two greatest Star Wars sites, period, on the web, on the whole internets, and all the tubes. They're the best. Anyway, so I sent out the invitations to our talk show folks I don't know, 10 minutes ago. And luckily, they were on their computers. Maybe waiting.
Ready to go.
But you don't need an invitation. And actually, pretty soon, you're not even going to need to be a registered member of TalkShoe to join us, which is really exciting. Starting next week, this is according to the TalkShoe blog. See, right now, when you call in, and that number, by the way, is 724-444-7444. You have to call that number, and then you do the talk show, the show ID number, which in our case, for the Forcecast, it is 46670. Again, that number is 724-444-7444 from any landline or cell phone or Skype even. And then the show ID 46670. In the past, in the before time, you used to have to be a registered user of TalkShoe in order to jump in, because you'd have to have your I don't know what they call it, like an ID, your TalkShoe ID. Well, you're not going to have to do that anymore.
Your PIN.
Thanks.
As it were. Yes.
Yeah, your PIN. You're not going to have to do that anymore as of next week, which is great, because now we can just give out that we can say, look, here's when the show is, here's the phone number to call, here's the show, ID, and boom, you can. Now you can't do the chat, so I mean, there's a lot of benefits to being a member of TalkShoe. So I don't want to discourage anyone from actually registering, but it is going to be cool. So hopefully we can get some more callers, people chiming in, as you're fond of saying.
And as TalkShoe itself is fond of saying.
Yeah, I just realized that tonight, that the slogan for TalkShoe is Chime In. Again, one of Mr. Nadel's. By the way, I should say, I am Jason, and with me, my best buddy, Pete.
Glad to be here. Even if I'm not going to be introduced right off the bat, I'm still glad to be here.
Right. Hey, tell us a little bit about some of the things going on with the community over at the forums at RebelScum.com. I know you crazy people have a fantasy football league?
Well, it's fantasy football time, yes. Some of us who dabble outside, who dabble in both worlds, who wear two jackets, really do enjoy this fantasy football craze, which I happen to love. And a bunch of people got together in the forums, thanks to our good friend Mick Chelly, who put together a league over at CBS Sportsline for us. And there's 12 of us in the league, and we are going to compete head-to-head each week and take on each other in the rousing game of fantasy football. And just to give you a breakdown of where we're at here, we've got Ryan's Raging Rancors, owned, of course, by Steve. I'm kidding. It's actually owned by Ryan. sorry, I worked on that joke for like the last 15 minutes. I was thinking, this is a killer. And then we have Bingo Calrissian Bespin Kings, owned actually by Steve. Then we've got the Tecmo Super Bowlers, owned by Darth Fagan.
Oh, that takes me back. And Tecmo Super Bowlers.
Yes, and he is actually taking on the Fighting Elvises this week, led ably by Jedi Schwa. So those two duking it out this week. And then the better half, Schwa, Sandra.
Mrs. Schwa?
Mrs. Schwa has a team, and she is taking on our very own Jimmy Mack. And we'll be interested to see how that goes down. You know, it's always good to root
Jimmy's
for your brother.
Team?
Jimmy's team is Kitster's brother, of course. Of course.
I think that's the name of the team should be Kitster's brother, of course.
Of course. Well, you know, there's a limit to the number of
yeah, right.
Syllables.
What's your
there.
Team?
My team is actually the Absolutely Shenanigans. And I have to apologize now to Brad Adams, who is the owner of Obi-Wan's Wampas. For the beating that I will be laying on him earlier, later this week. That's one thing I'm completely unabashedly able to do is talk trash about fantasy football.
When there's absolutely no risk of
right.
any physical contact at all.
Because, well, you know.
I can trash talk people that are hundreds of miles away from me.
I'm good at it. And I have to say, you know, we have a couple other teams out there. The Aluminum Falcons, owned by Luis, and the Droids. The Droids you are looking for, who are owned by Jeff. And then the big matchup of the week, in my opinion.
Okay.
Is iLobot, run by Mixie, Mick Chelly. Versus Spaceball 1, owned by Mike Barrick. Oh. You've seen them duking it out on TFN to get a post up. Now they get to duke it out on the fantasy football field. So,
that's cool.
Thanks to everybody who joined in, and it's going to be a great time. I'll be bringing updates periodically, probably only in the weeks in which I actually win.
Lots of
and I'll stop talking about it if I don't make the playoffs. So
right,
look forward to that.
Much like our stock price on Thought Market.
Right, it's like, I'm not going to talk about that this week.
By the way, if anybody out there knows what in the world happened to that,
yes. I actually was fully immersed in that and feel like the big stock market crash of the 1920s.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, I was living the high life. I had 500 shares at $900 a piece, and then I was down to 5 shares at 3 cents, and I had no money left.
Well, I was just thinking, like, are we going to have, like, all of our Forcecast listeners jumping off of buildings?
That's
and,
right.
You know, like yeah. Mac in the, yeah. in the stock market crash. Well, I don't know what happened. I cannot take responsibility for it. I refuse to.
Well, you know,
the plummeting stock price on Thought Market.
The funny thing, it's nice that it is a
we were up to what, $900
yeah,
a share.
Yeah, it was. It's nice that it is pretend, because if that ever happened in real life, somebody would die.
We would be jumping off buildings. Yes. My gosh, you know, last week we didn't do the live show.
I do know that
because we weren't here. We were actually in Chicago, and how much fun was that?
It was a blast.
I mean, the event was great. The theater was awesome. Chris Courtney and company, always gracious hosts.
I was a VIP.
Was that cool, getting down there in the VIP section?
That was really cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
Packed theater. And we were walking through, and, you know, normally, like, when I'm going to a movie, I'm like, we got to get in there right. I got to
get a good seat
in the right, in the middle, so the sound is good and blah, blah, blah. And I got to see all the previews. But this was great because we could just walk right in. Like,
yeah,
no. Everybody was in their seats. Like, excuse me, these aren't taken.
I actually lost my voice for a minute for going, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do I know who I am? And then I got all tied up, and it was over. So
it was a really good time.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you to them for that.
And by the way, two people knew who we were.
Yes. No, more than that.
Well, I'm not counting Chris and Courtney.
No, there was at least three fans that came up and said hello.
I counted two.
There was at least
John, three. The...
Chad,
well, was he the one that was in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, Chad. Yeah. Okay. I knew who you're talking about now.
Chad, I feel bad that I can't remember the first. See, you're going to put me on the spot here.
Well, we thanked him all last week.
Yes.
We were feeling
so
no.
We're
pain
sorry
last
about
week.
That. We were under the influence of great movies.
Anyway, moving right along. Well, if you please check out over at theforce.net a photo gallery of us. Well, not just of us, but of us at the premiere and other people. Oh, man, these are not flattering pictures, some of them.
I look fantastic.
There we are at the radio station.
There is one good picture of Chris where he kind of looks like he's Jerry Lewis. Hi, Lady! Sorry. Chris,
Jerry Lewis from this past weekend.
Right, yes.
We won't go there.
All right.
But anyway, check those out. Again, over at theforce.net, there's a great photo gallery of some photos. I guess that's what you'd find at a photo gallery.
Yes.
But a good gallery that Jimmy put together. And he took that job serious. He's like, hey, I've got to take these photos. Dustin has entrusted me. And he was out there, you know, out in front of the building taking the pictures of Maul and then the Jar Jar hater who's showing his Mandalorian tattoo in the one. He's a cool guy.
The one of us at the studio definitely looks like we've been up for quite some time.
Oh, we were up for a long time.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, we were very tired at that point. Hey, if you were watching ABC recently, let's see. Oh, it's called
Eye Capture.
I've never heard of this. Is this a new show?
Yeah, it's a new show. They're just basically trying to capture the best of, viral videos on the web and put them on TV for people who don't know how to use a computer.
Are we on there?
No.
No,
well,
but TheForce.net was apparently the guys that were behind the Dorkman versus Ryan video, which I'm sure most people have seen by now. They were nice enough to actually mention TheForce.net. We've got a clip right here.
Ryan vs. Dorkman is a lightsaber fight between two regular looking kids. 3 to 4 million people have probably seen Ryan vs. Dorkman. Ryan and I met on a website called TheForce.net. But much of that relationship was actually more like rivals. It was a very real dislike of each other. Then over time we got to talk more, really got to know each other and became good friends. Although we still pretended that we didn't like each other. It was kind of an inside joke. It was Ryan and it was Dorkman from the forum fighting it out in person for real.
See? They put the word out recently that they wanted to know what kind of relationships that you have forged through TheForce.net. And there you go. Now they're on ABC on this show, Eye Capture. So that's pretty cool. Notice they didn't say that they met on StarWars.com.
No.
Well, I'm just saying.
The future is at StarWars.com. If they have anything to say about it.
That's right. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I'm just kidding. You know I'm kidding.
I know. I always feel like I have to be the yin to your yang.
Hey, we've got a birthday. Jay LaGaia. But that's really not how you pronounce his name. You actually do it like Jay LaGaia. Remember we got that email saying that, you know, it was actually this guy who was also a fellow Samoan saying, was it Samoan?
Yes.
Yeah. Saying that that's not how you pronounce LaGaia. And it was, I mean, he even spelled it phonetically. And
yeah,
like,
there's no way I was going to get it.
I mean, it's
so
all
we'll
pops
just go
and buzzes from
with
here.
What Jay says.
Yeah.
I think he at one point just kind of gave up and went, just say LaGaia. that's fine.
But in case you need a refresher of who this Jay LaGaia is, this will remind you.
I'm Captain Typho of Her Majesty's Security Service. Queen Jamila has been informed of your assignment. I am grateful you're here, Master Kenobi. The situation is more dangerous than the senator will admit.
Yeah. So, 44 years young, Captain Typho.
He looks great for 44.
Yeah, we're not that far from it, are we? Every day. The big 3-0 really hit me, man. And you know what? I do want to say thank you to everybody who sent birthday greetings. That was very cool. I celebrated my birthday a couple weeks ago. And that was nice. I saw that it was actually a post on TFN.
Mm-hmm.
So
you are ranking up there with Jay LaGaia and CO Bibble.
It's outrageous.
So, yes, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to Jay LaGaia. And, yeah, who else? There's somebody else having a birthday. Who would that be? Right. The Force Cast. Let's try that again. It's very dramatic. Yes, the Force Cast.
Hey, ForceCast team, this is Darth Fagan. And on behalf of all the fans out there that have been listening to your podcast for the past year, we'd all like to send some very special thanks for all the hard work that you guys do for us. So, Jason, Pete, Jay, Dustin, Jimmy, and Dan, sit back, pop a cold one, and enjoy.
On the desolate sands of a distant place, two robed figures scrutinize the gravel at their feet. The shorter of the two kicks at the rough ground with a cloth-bandaged toe, unearthing a bit more of the scrap of metal that brought them here. It glints brightly in the hot, relentless light of this endless desert. You know, Florida.
You know, the ForceCast is coming up on its first birthday.
Really? Well, we should do something.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you.
We could send them something. Maybe a Luxor Droids ring.
Luxor Droids?
We have lots of those, and they're really shiny.
No, they wouldn't want that.
Why not? Everybody loves round bits of metal.
What would they do with it?
Well, you made that really nice necklace out of one.
You think Jason and Pete would wear big, girly-looking necklaces?
Well, they could give them to their wives, fiancé, whatever.
You want to give them a gift just to re-gift?
Sure, I'd re-gift.
You would, wouldn't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Never mind, let's just think of something else.
Do we have to send them something?
Well, we don't have to send them a gift, but we do have to do something.
I know. We could send them a voice message saying something like...
Happy anniversary, ForceCast!
From Kay...
and Mark, you know, tallest Jawa.
Thanks for all the laughs, and here's to many more years of the same.
And remember... always...
Hey, guys.
No. We can't move on. We'll blow our wad for the whole show. We've got more birthday wishes, courtesy of, well, all of you who sent them in, very sneaky, you know who we're talking about, that kind of cooked this whole thing up. So, I want to thank John, the Jawas, Dean,
Jedi Schwa,
everybody who sent in well, their picks for their favorite ForceCast bits, as well as the birthday wishes. And, you know, we've talked about what we should do to kind of commemorate, you know, the fact that the show's been on the as part of the Force.net Rebel Scum for a year now, our incarnation of the show. And luckily, we didn't have to do anything. Y'all did it for us. So
yeah,
you sent these in, and we'll be playing those throughout the show and probably with out into the next show too. So thanks again, guys, for that. Appreciate it very much. Want to also thank Stephen Hayford, guy we had the pleasure of meeting at Celebration 4, and who sends in all of the fantastic holiday Star Wars action figure scenes, I guess you'd call them, over to rebelscum.com. Stephen's a great guy, and he sent one in for Labor Day. And for some reason, this stormtrooper just holding the ice cream cone is killing me. Because he just looks so serious holding yes. that cone. Or like he's thinking, how am I supposed to eat this with this helmet on?
Speaking of which, long straws, which they don't have in abundance of at C4, which I found out.
No.
And yes, we are talking about Jason and I dressing as stormtroopers. We talked about it for a long time after Celebration 4.
We did.
And the video is now available for your viewing. If you go to YouTube.com and you go to the Force.net channel, you can view Jason and I, a great video that was put together by our very own Jovial Jay Shepard. And
he did a great job with
that. He did do a great job. It's very entertaining, very fun. And what was great, and I know that it's been a while since that happened, but what was great for me is watching it and laughing, thinking back to some of the things that happened and some of the things that went on. And, you know, in general, generally being entertained by myself, which is a lot of fun. So,
Well, I like the, I mean, anytime you can mix Star Wars and the music from the Benny Hill Show, I'll just leave it at that. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. So thanks to Jay Shepard for finally, putting that together. No, that was great. It was totally worth the wait. I told him,
much worth the wait.
I didn't expect him to put all of that effort into the editing. I thought he was just going to, throw it up there.
Yeah.
So that's one of those things I'd like to send down as a video podcast. Once we get the actual DVD, he's going to send us a DVD. Because the YouTube quality, I mean, it's okay, but it's not that great. So once he sends down the DVD, maybe we can get that as a video podcast. So check that out. You just go to username TheForceNet, because there are no dots on YouTube. TheForceNet username over at YouTube, and you'll come to our page. One of the things that we did not get to last week was the Billy D clip of the week. And for those of you who are still reeling from...
Maybe your clown needs a friend.
We have another clip for you this week. Billy D.
I know I'm still reeling from it.
As Toussaint, the sage, the wise janitor that he is on the General Hospital spinoff Night Shift. Here we go. Billy D from Night Shift.
Courage, my young brother.
Do you need more than that?
Short but sweet.
Here it is again.
Courage, my young brother.
Spoken like only Billy D.
A true sage.
Yes. So make sure that you're watching that, because I don't think it has long to live. I was just talking to my mother about it. She's visiting, and I said, "Do you still watch that?" She's like, "Oh, every week. It's really good." Really?
Really?
Is it really good? Yeah.
That beep you hear in the background isn't an actual prop. It's actually the heart monitor for the show, and it's getting low.
Hi, this is Jay Legay, and you're listening to The Forcecast with Jason and Pete. Remember, the galaxy is listening.
Well, it's been a while since we've had any indie updates for you. I just like the theme.
It's always fun.
Yeah. This isn't really an Indie 4 update. This is like an indie, what? Indiana Jones, Young Indiana Jones Chronicles DVD
point
update.
.5.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones .5.
Right. News is just all over the place about the pending release of the first volume of the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, set to hit retail shelves on October 23rd. 12 discs! That's not the complete series, my friend. That's volume one.
Yikes.
In a show that lasted 2 seasons. Volume one is 12 discs. But you can see why. Essentially, it comes down to the fact that every episode has its own disc.
Yeah.
Because of all of the extra stuff that they have on there. So that's pretty cool. If you go over to, of course, theforce.net, there's a link to an article, I think, from one of my favorite websites, tvshowsondvd.com. I love that site. It's a great site. And they've got a listing of all the different discs and what's on those discs, and actually an episode description. So
for each
episode. So again, that hits October 23rd. It's going to be like seeing it for the first. Well, it's literally going to be like seeing it for the first time for me, because I didn't catch it the first time.
I just don't remember it.
Yeah, I knew it was on. I was aware. I have no excuse, really.
No,
I remember thinking
I'd
like to watch
fan.
It. Yeah. What happened?
Well, that's in the day of when, I don't know what time slot it came on or anything else like that.
Well, they were moving it around.
It was, it was just like, it's not like today where I go, hey, I want to watch this show, and I click on the
that's
TiVo,
what it is.
And I know that I'm going to watch it.
You're absolutely right. But had there been TiVo back then?
I mean, there were even times, even as steady as The Simpsons was, where I couldn't watch it because, you just can't be in front of your TV all the time.
Right. Boy, that's the longest show post. Did you see that?
I saw that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. The description of the DVD set is quite lengthy.
Yes.
Over at TV shows on DVD.com.
Yes, it's very in-depth.
It looks like that StarWars.com has news up, so you can check out more info. In fact, they have a whole thing, a tour of Volume 1. In fact, that might be where TV shows on DVD got it anyway. Let's see. I want to give credit where credit is due. Let's see. No, it's not. So I will not give credit. But they do have a tour of Volume 1 up at StarWars.com now. Let's see. How about a little bit more of the birthday wishes for the ForceCast?
It's Kramer here. Just want to congratulate you on a great year. I can't believe how much you've grown. I'm looking forward to the next year and wish you all the best. Jason and Pete, salud.
Hey there, Jason, Pete, Dustin, Jay, Jimmy Mac, and all the crew at the ForceCast. This is Dean from Australia calling, wishing you all a very happy birthday for this, the first birthday of the ForceCast. I feel really privileged to be sharing this birthday with you, as it was on my birthday in 2006 that I started listening to the show, and I haven't looked back since. I've enjoyed every minute of the news, views, comments, commentary, and comedy that you guys have produced. It's been a wonderful ride, and I'm looking forward to sharing many more hours with you in the future as the Star Wars train rolls along. I hope you have a wonderful show. I'll be listening in with great eagerness, and I hope you have a great time. Thanks, guys. It's been great.
Once upon a time, there was a young fanboy named Jedi Schwa. He was very happy and enjoyed seeing all the Star Wars movies until finally they were over. But then, what was he to do? Suddenly, life was different, and he plunged into a dismal, deep, dark cavern of despair.
Honey, can you come out? Unlock the door.
I'm not coming out. I have nothing to talk about. There's no more Star Wars.
Are you crying?
What's EU? EU, how do I explain it?
Dad, can you tell me what's happening in Star Wars news?
I don't really know what's going on.
Jeez, my dad doesn't know much.
And then one day, he heard the immortal sounds of...
Welcome to the ForceCast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
Hey, son, let me tell you what I heard about Celebration 4.
Thanks, Dad! You're the best!
Come here, dear, and I'll tell you the entire story of Aayla Secura.
And I love you too, my little Aayla.
Hello, honey, I'm home!
Come here, you big, hunky Jedi Master.
And so, once again, his life was complete. All thanks to Jason, Pete, and all the guys at the ForceCast. Happy one-year anniversary!
Oh, man.
That was so good.
Talk about a lot of work.
Yeah, it's very humbling.
It is. I mean, when
this many people call and wish us and get all the emails and everything, it's been absolutely overwhelming.
Yeah, it really has been, and it's just nice to know that this goofy thing that we do every week is actually appreciated.
Yes,
it's good to know that. So we'll be giving playing some more of the sort of the ForceCast fans montage, as we call it here, the birthday wishes. Plus, we've got some best of the ForceCast moments picked by our own Mr. Fagan coming up a little bit later in the show. But for now, we've got your headlines.
I have good news for you, my lord.
That's good news.
Come closer, I have good news.
All right. These aren't really headlines. What are these
follow-up lines?
These are sidebars. They're right. A lot of follow-ups.
News sidekicks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's just kind of it's part of the gig, right? Because you know, a little something will break, and then a couple other sites will report it, or you'll get a little more info. I mean, granted, we usually hear about it at theforce.net and rebelscom.com first, and then you know, then we get sort of the meat of the story later. We talked a couple weeks ago about this, what seems to be a tightening of the bond between Lucasfilm and Disney, and it appears that probably one of the prime motivators is the fact that these television shows are coming out, and as of now, there's no one you know on tap to distribute them and or broadcast them, and so let's see, Animation Insiders, whoever those are. they're reporting that Disney Scrooge is McDuck. In heavy courtship mode to get the broadcast rights for Clone Wars. We talked about this website, Jim Hill Media. Now, after we read the story a couple weeks ago, we were cautioned by a listener saying, hey, you know, not everything that you read on Jim Hill Media is necessarily, you know, correct, but I would imagine it works like any other site, any other news reporting site, or any other blog that's out there trying to break news. You know, there's hit and misses, and
sure.
So, I mean, this does make sense. But according to this article, they talk about you know Jim Hill and believing that Disney wants to turn you know a portion of Tomorrowland over to Lucas, so that you can get more Star Wars related things, props and that sort of thing. So. Just another, some more verification of that this is happening. Also, it mentions...
Now,
what?
I have to interrupt and ask a question, you may not be able to know this, but I'll just throw this out there. Is he actually taking over Tomorrowland as Tomorrowland, or is he, you know, are they just giving that portion of him to do with what he wants? Because if Tomorrowland happens in a galaxy far, far away in a long time ago, I'm just not going to be up with that. You know, I mean, it's a long time ago.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's not Tomorrowland.
Well, you know what? You could take it a couple different ways. Yeah, you're right. You're
sorry, that's just me overanalyzing.
Tomorrowland would be today.
And then yesterday would be...
Right.
Before?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Wait,
well, I don't know, but you could read this a couple of different ways. Disney wants to turn a portion of Tomorrowland to Lucas so that new Star Wars-related attractions...
Maybe they're just... They're giving
oh,
up
as
on
well as theme shops and restaurants. So, yeah, maybe they're just going to make it. It'll be less of Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Tomorrowland isn't as bright as it used to be. So
it'll be Tomorrow Morning Land.
You can only get brunch.
But but anyway, there's also some rumors going around. I don't know if we have this story up on our show notes here, but that Fox and HBO are both vying for the rights of the Star Wars television properties coming out. Fox, of course, makes perfect sense for the cartoon. HBO, it's not like they have cartoons on HBO. There's HBO Family. There's all these spinoff networks. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, the only thing I can think of that they have done in recent history that was actually very successful was the Spawn animated series that they did.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Proving me wrong again, Nadal.
But I will say that it was very gritty and very, very R-rated. it was a cartoon by animation standards only. I mean, it was not for kids by any means. You know, that was something definitely different and more along the lines of what HBO is known for, kind of being on the cutting edge. But, I think it would be silly for people not to want to get a piece of this.
Because oh, sure, everybody's going to want it. Everybody's going to want it.
And it's free publicity for... whatever you're doing, because no matter what, whether it flops or whether it is a huge success, there's going to be a lot of press directed toward it. So
I'm trying to figure out where I saw that article about HBO and Fox.
It is mentioned in this article.
It is?
Yeah. It just says, in addition to Disney, Fox and HBO are rumored to be interested in picking up broadcast rights for the
show.
Where
do you see that?
It is the second to last paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
Last sentence.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you weren't just seeing it. You weren't making up the stories, although we had talked about possibly making up a story just to give us something to talk about.
Right, right. Yeah,
we thought we didn't have to do that.
I thought we'd come on and say, just announced, episode 7, 8, and 9. Wow, what was that? Did you hear that noise?
I don't know. They were trying to stop us. No, don't do it.
Can you imagine? The lines are not safe. They've shut it down. Well, there was a big conspiracy theory about the Skype outage that hit. Did you know about that?
No.
That hit the country a couple years, well, the whole Skype network a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was the government was trying to get their spies in there so that they can monitor Skype conversations. I think it was Lucas. He knows what's going on here at the Forcecast on Wednesday nights.
Like, and don't let him leak it.
No, don't. You were talking about football just a little bit ago.
Yes.
About fantasy football. And I tell you, I'm a late bloomer when it comes to a lot of things. And professional sports is definitely one of them. Of course, being married to a sports, Cleveland sports fanatic that I have, that I am. I'm getting completely into the Cavs and now the Browns. So this story actually caught my eye.
this is amazing.
There's a great column, and I don't know who wrote it, Pete. Do you know who wrote it?
It's the folks over at 18to88.com, which is the Indianapolis Colts fan and Indianapolis Colts fan site. 18to88 referring the past connection between Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, which I'm sure means nothing more to you than when I started talking.
I know who Peyton Manning is.
All right, there you go.
I watched
Saturday
Night
Live.
You've
seen him on commercials.
That's right. Right.
But they give a great breakdown of their predictions of the NFL standings for 2007. And as they say it, we asked ourselves, how should we present our predictions for the season? Using Star Wars characters was the obvious answer. Actually, Star Wars is the answer to most important questions, which I absolutely love.
This
is
a
great,
brilliant article. You've got to check it out. We can't read them all to you, but there are a couple of highlights. Pete, you want to hit a couple of these?
Well, my personal favorite, my hometown team, the Cleveland Browns, they were related to Jawas because they're small, brown, and constantly trading for junk.
See, and I'm not
and as
even
much as
fan,
I'd like to dispute that. That may be the most perfect description.
You're like, hey, actually, that's exactly
that's
what
good.
We are. Eerie how that works.
Yes.
Oh, I also enjoyed the Steelers. Can
yes.
you find the Steelers?
Yes, the Steelers. They're
which
big
is our big rivalry.
Big
yeah.
rival. They were compared to Sebulba. Wins a lot of pod races, but has been known to cheat. The shot at another title was undone by an ugly crash, referring back, unfortunately, to Ben Roethlisberger's motorcycle accident. So they kind of throw a bunch of things in here. I like Crix Madine for Cincinnati, imprisoned, but he broke out just in time to lead a major offensive because of the Cincinnati Bengals problems and Chris Henry. Jaguars.
Crix Madine, who, let me tell you, I never would have known he was wearing a piece in that movie, you know.
You know, that's the best kept secret in acting.
Right, right.
I don't think you know this, but this is actually a hair piece.
Wouldn't that be great if that's how he opened his briefing?
Right.
It's like, before we begin, I would just like to thank... Watch it not be a piece. What if it's just bad hair?
Oh. Then he may want to shave it and get a piece because it would look better than that.
Anyway. I've learned, actually, I got to share this little quick story. I have learned not to question people's hair issues. A buddy and I, we're big Broadway geeks, and we would watch the video of Sweeney Todd, the Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved this one dude that was in it. We thought he was an awesome singer. We found out he was going to play Phantom in Toronto. So we went up, we trucked it up to Toronto, and we were waiting at the stage door to meet this guy. We're talking to him. We're like, hey, big fans, big fan. but he had really comical hair in the video. It was really bad. And so my friend John goes, hey, we loved the video of Sweeney Todd and you were great in it, but what was with your hair? And he's signing the autograph and he looks up and he looks him dead in the eye. He goes, well, it was mine. We thought it was a wig or something, something bad.
Oh.
So anyway, Crix, I apologize if we offended you. If it was your real hair. But You do expect him to say, a small bird has landed on my head, pulling his hair.
That was our joke for the longest time. We died every time we saw him. And then I have to wrap up with one more of these.
Yeah.
The Oakland Raiders, compared to stormtroopers, they may look tough, but they aren't. But definitely check that out. It's a very funny article. The guys did a great job. It was very creative. So
it is. How about some more birthday wishes?
Sounds good.
Like, all right.
Hey, Jason, Pete, and everyone else at the Forcecast. It's Eric from Maryland. Wow, your one-year anniversary. Congratulations, guys. Your show is one of five podcasts that I listen to every week, and I can say with certainty that it's my favorite. Thank you so much for your continued Star Wars coverage. Keep up the great work as only you can.
Hey, Forcecast crew. This is Pedro Jorba, Jorbex from the Forcecast Forum, saying hi from Mexico City. I just want to wish you a very happy first anniversary. And here's hoping for many, many more to come in the future. Keep up the great work, guys, and may the Force be with you all.
Hey, Jason and Pete. It's Nick, GiantNick1138 on the boards. I just wanted to congratulate you on your one-year anniversary of doing the Forcecast. I've been listening to you guys since April, and you're absolutely the best in the business. You have truly become an important and influential part of the Star Wars community.
Hey guys, this is Shane, or Jade Jedi from Australia. I just wanted to say congrats to Jason, Pete, Jimmy Mac, JBLJ, Dustin, and Dan for your one-year anniversary. It was an honor to meet you guys at C4, and a pleasure to listen to you guys each week. Keep up the good work, and I hope to see you again at C5. All the best, guys.
Hey, Jason and Pete. This is Mario, wanting to wish you guys a happy one-year Forcecast birthday. It seems just like yesterday. I was surfing around on the internet trying to figure out what I was going to do for C4, or what I was going to do to plan and prepare, and kind of stumbled across the show, and I've been hooked ever since. Thanks for all the great episodes this past year, and looking forward to many, many, many more. And we'll see you guys at C5. Take care.
Hey, Forcecast, this is Joel.
This is Mike.
And this is Ed, wishing you happy anniversary from Voice of the Republic podcast, www.vrradio.com.
Hey, guys, Darth Fagan again. On behalf of everybody else that is out there, fans of the show, I'd like to extend our thanks and gratitude for making a truly awesome podcast. We all enjoy it. We all enjoy the camaraderie on the boards and joking around with all you guys, sending emails back and forth and debating all the various intricacies of that galaxy far, far away. Thank you so much for all your time and effort, and we all hope to hear many, many, many more shows. Thanks, and take care.
Oh, man. It gets better every time I listen to it.
Such dedication.
Whenever I need a little pick-me-up, just listen to those.
Well, and there have been a couple times over the past year or so that where I did need kind of that pick-me-up, and it was always nice to either get a nice email or, you know, hear something like that that really kind of makes it all worthwhile.
During the break there, we were going through some more of these NFL things. You got to read them all because they're really good. I was talking about, we mentioned Atlanta, which they correlate to Han Solo frozen in carbonite. You just couldn't be more screwed. This really sad picture of Han, you know. And I like Tampa Bay and the Naboo squadron. Lots of pilots, none of them any good.
Which that definitely describes their quarterback situation in full.
Oh, man. So definitely check those out. They're very funny.
Yes.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the Clone Wars and how these various networks are kind of scrambling to get the rights to it. There's a great article at StarWars.com. And there's a link to it, of course, at TheForce.net about Lucas's increasing involvement in the Clone Wars series. I read it like last week, and there were some highlights that I wanted to share. I mean, we've heard some of this stuff before, you know, that, you know, he sat down with Dave Filoni and said, look, I'm trying to teach you to make Star Wars. But Dave broke it down a little bit in more detail. He said, you know, he sat us down and gave us an overview of what Star Wars is, what the Jedi are. And he said to forget anything we've heard. I think this is critical.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for, you know, someone who might throw up in my face something from an atlas, say, for example. I like, he says, look, you know, forget anything we've heard. I'm telling you what it is. I'm going to teach you how to make Star Wars. I just think that that is, for me, it's profound. And I know I'm coming across as an EU hater, and I'm not. As a matter of fact, I was listening to the audiobook this morning of the first Legacy of the Force book.
Yes.
The hardback.
Yes.
But they're all, you know, audio files to me, so.
Yeah.
And
that's the world we live in.
Right. And it's really, really good. And I had read, I don't know, the first half of it, and then just got distracted, and so now I'm gone to audiobooks.
Yes.
And I gotta say, if this marks a new chapter, first of all, I like this this fella's, I can't think of his name, the guy that does the narration offhand, but I like him a little better than the guy that we've been listening to on some of the older books.
Oh, Jonathan Davis? Oh, no, I can't agree with you on that. I love Jonathan Davis.
At Shatterpoint did me in, man.
Well, that's just because
it was bad accents, man. You know, he's doing the Jamaican accents, and it was horrible.
Well,
it was horrible.
It wasn't his fault.
It was horrible.
Horrible.
It was.
And he was always trying to do Mace Windu.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean, who can?
Badly.
Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson is the only one. I'll tell you what, though. This new guy that they've got doing the Legacy book, dead on Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Dead on Hamill.
I'll agree with you on that.
And his inflection on the Harrison Ford stuff is really, really good, too. So I'm digging it. So I'm not an EU hater. I believe that EU has its place. But getting back to this story, you know, it's all about George and what George wants. I mean, it is George's story.
Yeah.
And I would like to point out that this story about George's involvement is written by the great Pete Vilmer of StarWars.com.
Yes. And I have to say that I love the way he started the article where he said, but with every major expansion of Star Wars saga comes that nagging hint of doubt that stirs from the core. Will it truly reflect the scope and mythos we've come to know from the filmed epics, or will it merely be an addendum inserted between chapters? Which is, I think, sometimes your problem,
right,
with the EU,
is exactly what it is.
And I think Pete captures it very clearly. Everybody's excited about it, but there's always that pang in the back of your mind that says, this might not do it for you. So,
right.
And then he goes on to say, luckily for us, you know, the Clone Wars pulled in George Lucas, and it's all about him and the story he wants to tell. So.
Yeah, and the article points out that as, you know, pre-production began on the series, I would say maybe, like, George was a little lukewarm about it. I mean, he wanted it to be done, but it wasn't that, you know, he wanted to be so involved. And then he started to see the potential in this computer, you know, animation style. And the fact, I mean, and there's one point, and I don't want to bore everyone with me trying to find the exact quote, but at one point they actually talk about this being more character driven. And he says this is something he couldn't do in the films.
Mm-hmm.
And he admits that, and he knows that.
Yeah.
Explore these characters. So he's very, very excited, it sounds like. I mean, he has weekly meetings with these folks, seeing to it that this gets put together and reflects his vision. So I think we're kind of seeing, I don't know, are we going back to the good old days of, like, George, you know, being story supervisor and, you know, writing the story, but someone else handling, you know, the screenwriting and the directing. You know what I mean?
Could this be
finally, even though it's a cartoon, but could this be, like, sort of what Empire and Jedi were for us? That magic, could it be, you know, brewing?
Well,
I am
very excited about it, too. And it's good that your excitement has got me even more excited, because I know the Clone Wars era isn't your favorite, and it is absolutely my favorite. I love this story of the Jedi, you know, trying to fight for the Republic, not knowing exactly what's going on. I just love the background of that story,
yeah.
And I think it's a lot of fun. And I love seeing the Jedi in action. And this is totally what that's going to be about. It's in great hands, and I can't wait till next fall.
I can't either. It's far too.
It even has me looking past
long away.
It even has me looking past the new TV that's coming out this fall, which always gets me excited. So,
Yeah, is there anything... Well, that's another podcast. But, you know, there has been some debate on the program here about the original trilogy versus the prequel trilogy, and I think it's healthy.
Yes.
I think it's a good debate.
It is a very good
And debate. It was pointed out to me by, I think it was Jay Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
I got my issue of Star Wars Insider number 96, and you apparently have not received
it. I still haven't received it. And usually I get mine before
usually
you do.
Yeah, that's right. You
it's
do.
It's crazy.
So here it is.
Thank you.
I have it.
Thanks for showing it to me like you're reading a book to a kindergartner.
I'll turn the pages slowly
that's
for
right.
you. It's story time, Pete. But I tell you what. You know what? These folks are doing a great job.
And Titan has really
Titan's
done
doing
a great
job.
Job
with it. And I'm probably, you know, since doing the podcast, I make a point pretty much to read these cover to cover. I mean, it's not that it's breaking news for me, but it certainly is giving me a lot more meat, you know, than there I am with that expression again. A lot of meat. Anyway, there's a Q&A in here with Rick McCollum, who's as part of the ComScan feature in the magazine, and he's updating folks on the status of the various projects, including Red Tails, the World War II documentary about the Tuskegee Airmen that George Lucas is producing, the Star Wars in 3D experience that we're kind of all waiting for, of course the animated series and the live action series. But the last question is almost like whoever this is who wrote this. Okay, Brian Robb, Jonathan Wilkins, Brigid Cherry. It's almost like they've been listening to the Forcecast. Maybe they have, because the question is, after 30 years, you've captured a new generation of fans with the Star Wars prequels, which isn't really a question, but...
No, it's more of a statement.
Rick answers it, of course. He says, absolutely. He says, I remember in 1992 when George started telling me about the prequels, he said, we're going to get killed. I just wanted you to know that. This is going to be about an 8-year-old boy. We went into this knowing that a group of hardcore Star Wars fans who were young when they first saw the movies had grown up. Most people, certainly into their 20s, wanted the prequels to begin with Episode 3, and then the other two would deal with Vader. George never wanted that. He wanted the other generation. The special editions really helped turn that around. We realized that we weren't getting young kids back 3, 4, 5 times to see the movie, and George knew he was right on track. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We realized that we were getting young kids going back with the special editions. That was sort of like their test marketing. So we realized that there were these two separate groups. Kids from 8 to about 18 love the prequels. But once they get to 18, they love the classic trilogy best. If you're under 12 or 13 years old, those films usually don't do it for you. It's hard to explain that to a 40-year-old fan. I think with Episode 3, we perhaps brought peace to the two galaxies of fans. So there you got Rick McCollum weighing in on this, saying that, yes, there does seem to be this chasm that is maybe bridged by Episode 3, albeit, but the younger fans are enjoying the prequels. Now, Pete, we received an email. I don't know if you have it handy or not, but we did receive an email from a listener who said, hey, you know, this is a lot of generalizing. We don't necessarily, the younger generation, don't necessarily prefer the prequel trilogy to the original trilogy.
Yeah, actually, we did get we got several emails, kind of along those same lines of people, you know, because we have gotten emails from some younger fans saying, "Hey, yeah, we really do like the prequels." And once I made the mistake of saying, "Yes, it sounds like the younger generation likes the prequels," we got a lot more emails saying, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm from that younger generation, and I love the original trilogy far and away." And the one that you were referencing was actually from Kale in Michigan. And he had some great points about, you know, just, you know, what the original trilogy means and the interpretation of it and all sorts of other things. But I think it is very much it's hard to say that it's a personal thing, almost on the level of some of, you know, the most important things in your life, but you know that it is in certain spots. I mean, we know that Mike with The Force Among Us takes it very personally and
right.
and very seriously, and you know there's just a different way of interpreting it for a lot of people, and it's you like what you like. And,
yeah,
and
I think,
you know,
the way you've put it, Pete, it kind of sums it up with what it is as far as the you know a lot of the younger fans is it's just it's all one story.
Yeah. And I don't think they...
All one story, but later on they started getting bad hair.
Yeah, I think there's a lot less in the younger generation who will condemn the prequels as almost an insult.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the people in the later generation...
I sort of... You know, and I know we've come across... I just have that way. Sometimes I come across harsh, more harsh than I... You know, it's all in the spirit of debate.
Right.
But, I, you know, that I'm anything even close to being a hater of the prequels, I mean... If you ask me to name my, you know, top six movies of all time, it's going to be all six Star Wars films.
I thought you were going to say, if you were going to ask me to pick my top six Star Wars movies of all time, those three would be in there.
That's right. No. But so anyway, but it was interesting to read McCollum's take on it. I mean, it's clearly something that they're aware of. And, you know, crazy like a fox, George realized that a great way to hook in the younger generation. And aren't we glad? Because, as much as we like to think that, you know, we're driving the release of collectibles, toys, and all of that, you know what? We're not as much as the kids. We're just not.
No.
If there were no young collectors out there, do you think Hasbro would still be pumping out as much as they are?
No.
No way.
No.
I don't believe so. I mean, I'm going to get hate mail about that.
I mean, it would still probably we would still get a lot of high-end stuff, but getting the wide range of stuff that Hasbro's put out in the last 2 to 3 years, I don't think there's any way we would do it if there wasn't a younger generation to pick it up for us.
Right.
I say Phantom Menace sucked more.
I say Attack of the Clones sucked more.
In 2002, you increased corporate earnings by 3% while the country suffered through a recession.
And Attack of the Clones, which was seriously the worst of the Star Wars.
A couple of clips from The Simpsons and 30 Rock that speak to this issue. You know what I just realized? I realized that the one, the only, Dan Curto is available to talk to us.
Oh.
Should we skip ahead a little bit to Saga Legends? I tell you what, if Dan is out there and listening, which it looks like that he is, we'll give you some time to catch up. We're going to have a little collecting news in just a second.
A fine addition to my collection.
Hey, what are you trying to push on us?
He's worth a lot to me.
Action figures each sold separately.
All right, we have Dan Curto on the line. Dan, are you with me?
Hey, guys.
Do we surprise you?
Yeah.
Well, we had...
I was just listening in.
Well, that's cool. Enjoying everything so far?
Well, I was a little bit late, but yeah, so far, pretty
okay.
Cool.
All right.
Gotta love the football teams.
Dan, we wanted to see if you'd be willing to help us out with an update on the Saga Legends, of course, the spring 2008 assortment.
Sure.
That we'll be hitting. Kind of set the stage a little bit for those that are new to this. Last year, of course, the rebelscum.com and really you, Dan, put together the brackets and came up with what became the Saga Legends line. And
right.
This year, Hasbro decided to open it up to more than just rebelscum.com. A number of fan sites, at least the ones that participate in the weekly Q&A, were invited to participate. And now I know, Dan, the way we did it at Rebel Scum, initially the first stage was folks just in the forums, just put their list. You asked their top five, right?
At this time, yes, that's what we did. Everybody just posted their top five list, and the forum members actually kept track of it while I was in Disney World. So when I came back, they had the list all set for me.
Well, and Pete and I covered that a couple weeks ago when the top five was revealed for Rebel Scum. But where are we now with this? Because Rebel Scum wasn't the only site doing this. So what's the status?
Right. Well, there were about 20 other sites that participated in this particular round, all sent in their list to Hasbro, and then Hasbro compiled all the data together and came up with the 20 finalists, which they sent out last week. And only three of the figures had to be removed from the top choices. So that's kind of cool. We got a little bit of a sneak peek as to what next year might bring.
Well, and those figures were Dirge, right?
Yep.
The EU Space Trooper.
Yep.
And the, what's the last one? That Amanan Alien?
Yeah, that's otherwise known as Amana Man from Jabba's Palace.
Oh, okay. Amana Man.
Yellow snake-looking dude.
Yeah.
speculation has it, just say the rumors out there are Dirge will be available in a comic pack next year. Also, I mean, Dirge is a contender for the Clone Wars line since he was around in that time period. The EU Space Trooper is also rumored to be in a comic pack next year, as well as the Amana and Alien. And if you know your EU, the Amanan aliens fought Lieutenant Sunbur in an issue of Star Wars Empire.
Okay.
and now Lieutenant Sunbur is something we learned at C4. He's on the list for next year as well. So speculation says those two will probably be packed together in a comic pack.
Well, the reason would have it. So what are we looking at as far as the top 20, and are we guaranteed that we're going to get all 20 of these?
No, no. What's going to happen is this Friday, so when this show goes live, it'll be later in the afternoon.
Right.
The 20 that we see listed here are going to be posted in a final poll on Hasbro's website.
So oh, okay.
Everyone
right.
all over can vote to choose their top five favorites. And then the top five characters will be made in the fifth wave. Possibly six.
Possibly. All right. Well, okay, I'm going to scan the list here and tell you what my picks are. Out of these 20, I definitely would like to see, of course, C.O. Bibble.
It's unthinkable.
We got to get C.O. Bibble on there. Just because. You know, I'm trying to remember. He came with a Comtech chip because he was an Episode One figure, and I wonder.
Right.
I need to go back and check out. I need to check out what line he had. Right, but
it was not that because that was an Attack of the Clones line.
No. Wait a minute. No. Doesn't he?
Gunray.
Oh. Yeah, but didn't he? He totally overacted in episode one, too.
Yeah, well, I overacted can't remember everything.
What his line was in episode one. Right off the bat, I can't think. It's unthinkable. that's right. So it wouldn't be a Comtech chip. But anyway, okay, so C.O. Bibble, I just like him. Definitely Ifant Mon. I'm really hoping for him.
I'm thinking he's a shoe-in.
You think so? It's not.
Well, you know.
It's not going to be all shadow troopers?
Shadow Trooper. Okay, here's an interesting thing. The Shadow Trooper was the number one figure of all the different votes. It's not listed that way because it's listed alphabetically.
Right.
But the Shadow Stormtrooper, the Black Stormtrooper, otherwise known as Black Hole Stormtrooper, whatever you want to call him, he was the number one vote getter out of all the different sites.
Crap Trooper. no, I kid. That's interesting. And I think because so many of the different licensees have used this variation that I just kind of tired of it. But I don't, you know, when I stop and think about it, it wasn't the easiest figure to get.
No, the Shadow Stormtrooper was an exclusive at Star Wars Shop, which, you know, that cost you, what, $15?
Right, right. So now here's your chance of maybe getting it for six. Or
now you can army build them.
Oh, right, right.
There's one thing that's going to change. It was announced that the Bespin Guard would be available in a black ethnicity. Now, that figure was not ever available in a black ethnicity, so that's actually, it's just the regular Bespin Guard, which will be the Asian version that they came out with.
Okay, so you're saying...
There's a change that'll be announced.
All right, okay, so what you're saying is that we've never seen the black ethnicity in the modern line.
Correct.
But if this particular Bespin Guard on the poll is one of the top five chosen, when he comes out, he will be black ethnicity?
Nope. He'll be just the regular one. It's sort of like an Asian-looking guy from Power of the Jedi.
Okay. All right.
So the black ethnicity was somebody's wish list that Hasbro accidentally left in the list they sent out to everybody.
Oh, I see. Okay. I gotcha. Okay.
Another interesting thing that they mentioned, the blue Snaggletooth, which is in the top 20, kind of baffles me why he's in there, because it's not really that great of a figure, but he was only available in that three-pack, right?
Yeah, right.
At Kmart, which not a lot of people go to Kmart.
Right.
But if he gets chosen,
I think if you show up if you go to a Kmart, you might still see those laying around the shelves.
Kmart, you might.
They don't really change their stock very often.
Well, they don't actually get new stock anymore. They just keep pumping out the old stuff. But if he does get released, I mean, if he is chosen for this particular wave, he will come packed with the Cantina bar stool, the straight piece.
Ah.
Because as people are finding out, as they're finding the latest wave four, the curved bar pieces, when you put them all together, don't really leave a whole lot of room in the center for an actual figure to fit.
Okay.
So people have found out if they get an extra straight piece, they can stick it in the middle, which widens the bar a little bit. Hasbro recognizes that, so they're going to, you know, should the need arise, they'll probably...
Well, see, now that's cool. That's really cool. I mean, that's definitely... having your finger on the pulse of what's going on in your collectors. I mean, that's very, very cool. That kind of detail.
I try to help.
And we appreciate it, Dan.
Right. And by finger on the pulse, I mean a finger on the Dan Curto, right?
Well, that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, we won't tell your wife. All right, so when is this going to be all said and done? This will be the result. Well, on Friday, the we'll be able to vote, right? Today,
right? That's when it's going to start. It'll run for 2 weeks, and the final list will be announced. Whatever 2 weeks is.
Okay,
the 21st of September.
All right, very cool.
Unless it's not, it depends.
And then we'll
There's
see.
There's been a couple of delays already, as you know.
Yes. And we'll see this wave hit whatever the five are. We'll see it hit in the spring.
In the spring, right.
You know what's cool? I'm looking at some of these, and like Colonel Wolf Yularen from the Death Star briefing room, I want to see him just because I want to see him on a card. Some of these from the packs, I would just love to see on a single card.
Well, there's some thought to that character, too, because the security officers are supposed to have black pants, and this figure doesn't. So the thinking is among the fans is that if they do re-release him, he'll have the corrected uniform.
Oh, very cool.
You know, people do like him, and they would love to see him on this. Like I said, the Saga Legends artwork will continue into next year, right? So
yeah.
Same thing with the 30th anniversary. So seeing that some of these characters with the great artwork they've done recently. Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah, it would be very cool. I love the design of the 30th anniversary cards and the Saga Legends cards. They're really sharp.
It's a big hit.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, while we have you on the line, we've got another story up here, and this was news to me, and maybe this is just one of those things that kind of was off of our radar, but what do you know about this, the Master Replicas Force Effects lightsaber construction set? Have you heard about this?
I haven't. I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, actually, you're not going to find it on the usual suspects sites. What I'm going to do here is, you're not on the computer. You're on through your phone, so I can't send you the link, but I can send it to you after the show. But essentially, what they're reporting is that this is Simply Toys blog. Has some photos and some video up of this, and it looks completely legitimate that you get multiple parts and pieces to FX lightsabers. And I'll read here from the box what you get. 3 pommels, 3 handles, 3 center bands, 3 front bodies, 3 emitters, and 1, get this, tri-color red, green, and blue LED blade. So one blade will light up any of those colors. And if you look at the video, I mean, when you put this sucker together, you've got a legitimate Force Effects lightsaber. It's really quite amazing. And my understanding was that the license ran out for Master Replicas.
Well, it expires at the end of this year, and it looks to me like they're trying to get this out before the end of the year.
Yeah. Are you looking at it, or did you find it?
Probably made up of existing parts.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it is, but of course you can mix and match, which is kind of cool.
Right.
And then you can have either a green, a red, or a blue saber. No purple for you Mace Windu fans. But
Hasbro did that last year, right?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can still find it. But if you're a fan of the Force FX lightsabers, and particularly a costumer or somebody who's kind of created your own character, like our good friend Darth Kmart that we saw at Celebration 4, or Celebration 3, complete with a clothespin cape accessory.
That's awesome.
You might, although, you know, this might not, you know, really fit the look that he was going for, but I just thought it was interesting. And Dan, so you haven't heard of this then?
Well, actually, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the pictures now.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty cool to me. I this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no price that we see, but if you're a fan of this blog or a member of this Simply Toys outfit, I don't really know what Simply Toys is. I'm not familiar with them either. But you can send them your email address, and they'll keep you updated. But I'm sure as this news starts to break, we'll hear about it. But when I first saw it, I thought, oh, maybe this is one of those things that got canceled because of the licensing deal. But it actually sounds like they're going ahead with this. They're claiming that there are more than 1,000 possible combinations.
I can believe it.
Oh.
So with all those little pieces.
With all those parts.
Yeah. So that's cool. And here's the interesting thing. Different sound samples depending on which blade color you choose.
Hmm.
I mean, that's really cool. I mean, so that's neat. I like that idea. We've got we do have some folks that are on the phone via TalkShoe that no one's in the queue, but I just want to remind you, if you want to get in the queue, go ahead and get in now. And Dan, are you going to be with us for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right, hang out, and if we get any questions for you, we'll definitely pop you on. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, Dan, thanks a lot for being here, and we'll talk to you before the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
All right, man. That was lucky.
Yes, how fortuitous.
That he was available. Anytime we can get a Dan Curto fix in,
mm-hmm.
I'm all about it. Couple of real quick things here. again, referring to issue 96 of Star Wars Insider, there's an article. The whole issue is dedicated to the Imperials. And there's an article about the men who built the Empire, and it's essentially a transcript of a lot of the things that happened at Celebration 4, the interviews. And there's a gentleman that we all know, Admiral Motti,
mm-hmm.
okay, Richard Le Parmentier, who, well, he had a little run-in with our own Jimmy Mack a few years ago, and we'll kind of give you an idea of how that went down. He's not a morning person.
So mad.
Just an idea.
You know what? It's a station idea.
Yeah, just a station idea. Three lines.
Now, you know what? I cannot do that. Because my line, this is now the most powerful station, battle station in the universe, is being used as a slug line.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes. That's, and you know what? And guess who hasn't been paid?
We don't really.
That's disrespectful.
That. Exactly. So I can't do it.
to be a fly on the wall. Wait a minute, we were a fly on the wall.
Thanks to Jimmy.
Are you mad? Give you an ID. Anyway, Admiral Motti, or should we call him Admiral Conan Motti? If you remember back to when George was on Conan O'Brien back a few months ago, you got to witness a little bit of EU history. We'll take you back to right there.
Jordan, your Star Wars trivia question for Mr. Lucas, please.
Well, as we all know, there's a very famous scene in the original 1977 film where Darth Vader uses the Force to strangle an Imperial officer. Now, although his name was never mentioned in the context of the film, it was listed in the end credits. What is the name of that character?
It is Conan Antonio Motti.
Well, and since that day, a number of EU sources have confirmed it, and I believe that it is considered canon. It would be G-level canon. That's about as G-level as it gets, right out of his mouth on national television. And poor Mr. Le Parmentier, or whatever, Admiral Motti, he maybe was having a bad day. But
I just to be honest, I don't really feel bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mad because, of course, everybody uses that line.
Right.
You know, and, yeah, let's use it again.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
And guess who doesn't get paid for it?
You are shameless.
A man who didn't write it, didn't think of it, did nothing. But
where's my nickel?
Oh boy.
We kid.
We kid do.
Because we love.
That's right. We kid because we love. So there you go. Admiral Conan Antonio Motti. It was something we talked about George's appearance on Conan, but we didn't actually bring that up. And it was, again, brought out that we witnessed EU history. So, let's see. I think, is that it?
That's it.
Wow. My. Time flies. Let's get some feedback, shall we?
You must contact me.
Play back the entire message.
What message?
Message, Arthur. The message.
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
It's a trick. Send no reply.
And we've got some feedback here from some emailers.
Some long overdue feedback.
Yeah. You know what? I do want to say that we apologize. We haven't been, with all the changes going on with the show and worrying about, you know, getting it out there live every week on Wednesdays, we've neglected some of the Star Wars tales and the emails, the voicemails and things like that. And we by no means are putting an end to any of that. Please send in your Star Wars tales. We'll get to them. In fact, who knows, maybe it's fodder for a Star Wars tale microcast, because we know that that is a favorite of a lot of listeners, and we want to make sure that we don't abandon that. But we're just kind of adjusting to the new groove here and trying to incorporate kind of an interactive, this new interactive element. And it looks like TalkShoe is really stepping it up. Again, we said at the top of the show that you're not going to actually have an account to chime in, and as Pete would say, and and call. So that's very cool. If you do want to get in the queue to call and you're listening live, please do so now. If you need to phone in, again, you can do it from any landline or cell phone, 724-444-7444. Was that enough fours? And TalkCast ID.
If you're missing a number, just put in a four.
Right. It's, when in doubt, put in four. And TalkCast ID 46670. You know, someone put on the forums that they like when I do my Porky Pig. Have you heard this?
I have not heard that they like that.
And I don't do it on purpose. That's the disturbing thing. But apparently I get excited sometimes. Abity, 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 abity. I start to stutter a little bit. So I'm catching myself doing it. I don't remember who it was that put that in there. And by the way, too, if you haven't been over to the forums at Rebel Scum, and particularly the Forcecast forums, we've got a fantastic community there.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun things going on. And
there's great people. They'll welcome you with open arms and just bring you right into the conversation. So.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times with some of these boards and forums, man, you get in there and you start maybe giving your opinion, and all of a sudden you're shouted down, and you know, you got people getting personal and rude. But I tell you what, the Forcecast forums, it's a great group of people.
If it happens, I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen anything like that. Anything like, I know Dustin, he made me a moderator. I thought, oh my gosh, what, I got to delete all these things? And I haven't had to do anything. I mean, partially because I'm lazy, and secondly because there's nothing to police. Everybody's so nice.
There you go.
So please get in the queue to call. I see a number of folks. If you have it, if you want to be a participant here on the show as we record it live, there should be a button. If you're in the chat, there should be a button to click if you want to be in the queue. So, at any rate, Pete, you got a listener mail?
I do. And this one actually comes to us with a little bit of a unique twist. This goes along with the Star Wars music.
And, yeah.
And this comes from Dr. Philip Cerna, who is at Northwestern University and has just a laundry list of things that he is a member of and participates in and all sorts of things. So we appreciate the fact that there is actually a doctor and a learned man that's actually listening to us and enjoying us. So
a man of science.
Yes, and thank you for listening to us. But he said there's a musical flub that many never noticed in The Empire Strikes Back. And he says, first of all, don't misconstrue this as a musical attack, since often music soundtracks are often recorded with a minimum number of takes. So this little musical note is a fun one to listen to. Admiral Priet informs Vader that the Emperor commands him to make contact. Vader ordered his ship out of the asteroid field for a clear transmission. As the Imperial March plays, the xylophone player completely messes up at the end of the phrase. Now, for a listener with a less trained ear than a pro, myself, you might not notice this, but with the timbre, he even put it
phonetically
for me, and I messed it up. For the timbre,
it's spelled timber.
Yes, of the xylophone being so bright and piercing is the most obvious audible instrument in any recording of this passage. For those who appreciate how those things are put together without digitally fixing them, is a fun detail to listen for.
Well, and we have a clip. Do we have a clip?
We have a clip.
We have a clip. We have a clip. Here it is. And I can't hear it.
It's... Move the ship out of the asteroid field so that we can send a clear transmission.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I heard it.
Was it one, like, errant little tink on the xylophone at the very end?
I think that's kind of what it... well, it sounded like that whole phrase kind of seemed like maybe it was out of place.
I don't know.
But I'll probably have to listen to it over and over again, and maybe on a better recording than what we've
got.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, this is like third sound, so I'll go ahead and put it in the big surround sound on the speakers and try and listen for it. But
well, thanks to Jimmy for sending that down.
Yes.
I'm sure that Jimmy spotted it, or I'm sure that he heard it, being a trained broadcasting professional, and his ears are well attuned to such things, or he wouldn't have sent the sound down to us.
Yes.
It's there somewhere.
It is there. I can certainly hear something, and you could definitely hear the xylophone, so.
Yeah, but I can't. I mean, it's a space movie
who is immersed in that type of thing and can pick out those different parts of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things when you hear them, they stick out like they're flashing a red light right there.
They do.
So
they do. We had a guest on the Forcecast, the very first episode, Steve Parsons, a good friend of mine who's a composer and a big fan of John Williams. And if you're interested in more little tidbits and little, you know, Easter eggs to listen to in the Williams scores, listen to that interview. It was great. We got a lot of feedback about that, too. People enjoy that. There's a whole subset of fans that just love the music. Danny, good friend Danny, emailed us. We were talking about the future of StarWars.com 2 weeks ago and the survey that went around. And, that was last week we were talking
about.
Yeah,
it was last week.
Yeah, last week. The survey, there's a link to it on theforce.net, so make sure you fill it out if you haven't done it. They're just trying to take our temperature of what we want to see on StarWars.com. Danny says, hey guys, about the future of StarWars.com and the survey you've talked about. The big problem, I think, is that StarWars.com got into the community part of Star Wars too late. Fans hang out around websites that developed this aspect first and are still their favorites now. This is a great point he makes. When TFN got their boards and FanForce, they got the fans pouring into the website so they could express their opinion. They got together. They made friends. Only a couple of years later, StarWars.com opened up their boards, probably seeing TFN success. Try starting a big and successful Star Wars website nowadays. It's almost impossible to do so because the first websites that were out on the web got the majority of fans hooked, and those fans are still faithful to their first love. I doubt that StarWars.com will be able to live up to TFN, Rebel Scum, and their English counterparts, or even other language Star Wars websites, not because the people working there are not fans, but because they lack the manpower needed for such success. There's also the problem where the content is very controlled at the official site, something fan sites can take advantage of, spoilers, scoops, etc. So, great thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true.
And I think it does come down to manpower. I mean, we've certainly, you know, seen what that's like, here on the Forcecast, and as far as you know, having the resources and the time available to do these things, and you know, those folks over there, I mean, that's a big site and a small staff.
Yes.
And they do a phenomenal job considering everything that they're up against and the expectations and the pressures. We're a staff of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a good number of us that contribute to these sites. And so we do it out of love, and they're doing it out of love, but it's a little bit different. And I mean, and the point too about the control of the content, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly they can't go around and rumor monger on themselves like TFN and Rebel Scum can.
Right. I mean, that's always going to be a constriction because, if they announce it on StarWars.com and it doesn't come to fruition, then they're left eating a lot of crow, and you can't do that. I mean, if TheForce.net announces something and says, hey, this is just a rumor, you know, hey, if it doesn't come true, then no harm, no foul. You know, there's nothing lost. But in StarWars.com's case, I mean, they better have all their ducks in a row.
Right. Hey, we've got someone here that wants to make a comment. You are on with the ForceCast. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, Jay and Pete. It's Darth Fagan.
Hey.
Hey, John.
John,
hey,
thanks.
How you doing?
Thanks for the birthday wishes, man.
Hey, no problem. That's why I'm chiming in. I just wanted to let you guys know that the person that had the brainchild of that whole operation was Nate the Great, but he had to get down to school, and you know how that is, getting back to campus and things like that. So he just didn't get what he wanted out and to the show. So I wanted to let you guys know that he really wanted to be a part of it as well.
Well, that's great, man. Thank you, and thanks for making sure that the credit went where the credit is due. I mean, all of you guys that put that together, it was fantastic, and it was totally caught us by surprise. I mean, you would hear little rumblings on the forums about favorite moments and stuff like that, and we thought it was just typical, talk about the show. I mean, there wasn't really a great purpose behind it, but to use it for the birthday wishes and the sort of the best of ForceCast reel, which we're running out of time. We're not going to get it to it this week. We'll have it next week for sure, or maybe we'll even release it as a microcast. Who knows? We're going to try to get out as soon as possible because it really is funny and it's good. So, but John, thanks a lot, man.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It was a pleasure to do it for you guys. You guys do so much for us and give us a lot of entertainment. So it was nice to throw something back your guys' way.
Oh, hey, man. We appreciate it very much. So thanks for being here this week. Well, man, I tell you what. Believe it or not, it's that time again. It's hard to believe. Wowie wow. That's it for us this week. Apologize, we didn't get to a lot of things. I know that we had a number of callers there kind of at the last minute. I'm only guessing that you wanted to chime in with something on the show. jam-packed show. We didn't get a chance to get to the best of ForceCast reel. That's something you'll have to wait for next week, or we'll release it as a microcast. I don't know. We'll have to talk to our producer about that. Jimmy, maybe we can get something going. But you know what? We wanted to make sure that the show stays true to what it was originally intended, and it's a show about Star Wars, not about us. But for you guys to throw the spotlight on us a little bit, it was awesome. It was awesome. So if you want to participate, get on talkshoe.com. You'll have all the details there. You can check us out at theforce.net and rebelscum.com. You can email us at podcast@theforce.net. Get on our the forums that we've been talking about over at Rebel Scum. And send us a voicemail with your Star Wars tale or comment or what have you. 330-871-4TFN. Pete's looking at me. He's like, you're rushing. And I'm like, yes, we're going to run out of time.
Time is out.
That's all we got for this week. For the ForceCast, I'm Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And remember,
the Force will be with you. Always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.